This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. We're spending time in school today, and our next stop is science class, where it can become difficult to discuss issues that are entangled in politics. NASA research states that 97% of climate scientists say that climate change is happening and is primarily due to human activity. But according to national surveys, only 40% of Americans think that's true. How does that gap play out in the classroom? Carolyn Beeler reports.
Students file into Corey Eklund's 7th grade science class at Germantown Academy. It's a private K-12 school on a leafy campus north of Philadelphia.
All right, guys and gals, that's the bell. Find your seats. Let's get your daily questions out.
The class is small, just 14 kids in uniform, skirts, and khakis, sitting at tables facing a digital whiteboard. After a warm-up question, Eklund moves on to the day's lesson, pulling up a graphic on the whiteboard that illustrates the carbon cycle.
We're taking this carbon chain that's been buried over time, and we burn it with oxygen. And when we do that, it releases CO2, and it releases water.
Eklund moves on to a slide of a line graph of historical carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere.
And we get this sort of natural cycle of rising and lowering. But what do you notice about right here?
He points to around 1950.
Moving forward in time. Dylan? It spikes up. How high?
Very high.
Very high, he says.
The CO2 in our atmosphere currently is double the size that it was historically.
There's no pushback when Eklund explains how skyrocketing CO2 levels are causing warming temperatures and weirder weather. But that's not always the case, he tells me after class.
I would say that in my 10 years of teaching, I've had students that bring up and say, like, wait, I think that this happens. Is that true, Mr. Eklund? Because I've heard this.
Eklund's strategy when students question climate change is to show them the data instead of just asking them to trust him.
A lot of times we encourage our students to view the science and we say, ask questions. If they do ask questions, a lot of times we don't answer them directly. We will say, you know, how would you find this? And we try to lead them to their own discoveries.
Most middle and high school science teachers questioned in a recent survey said they dedicated some class time to teaching recent global warming. But this kind of instruction has met with pockets of resistance in some parts of the country as climate change becomes the new evolution in terms of controversy at schools. Josh Rosenau is with the National Center for Science Education, or NCSE. The nonprofit was formed in the 80s to advocate for evolution education, and recently it expanded its focus.
It was around 2012, maybe a couple years before that, we started really hearing a drumbeat of teachers reaching out to us, and we started seeing bills that would mention evolution and climate change next to each other as controversial topics that teachers should be sure to present all sides of the issue.
People asked if there was an advocacy group like theirs, but for climate change.
And we looked around and realized that there really wasn't. Clearly there was a need.
One of those bills mentioning evolution and climate change as controversial that Rosenau was talking about was introduced in Tennessee in 2011 by State Representative Bill Dunn. Dunn told me over the phone that he wanted to protect those teaching facts that could be seen as challenging the existence of climate change.
There's no reason for a teacher to get in trouble if they're up there and point out that the climate change predicted that there'd be all kinds of hurricanes, and it just didn't happen. And so why did this happen? Is it because scientists were wrong on this, or is there something else that they didn't take into consideration? Somebody shouldn't be punished for bringing something like that up.
Critics of the law see it not as protection, but as encouragement for teachers to inject controversy into a subject that's not scientifically controversial. Dunn's bill casting climate change as controversial passed, as did a similar one in Louisiana. It's hard to tell if the legislation is actually having an impact. The few Tennessee science educators I talked to for this story said they're still teaching man-made climate change as fact. But experts say the political controversy is working its way into some lesson plans. Temple University education professor Doug Lombardi has seen that in teacher trainings.
You know, we've had a couple of teachers in our project that originally when they started with us, they would teach the controversy, just like we're talking about. They would not, you know, inject the scientific perspective in. And frankly, they were confused about what the scientific perspective was.
A recent NCSE study showed that more than a third of educators who teach climate change introduced controversy into their lesson plans, making the scientific consensus that it's happening and man-made seem weaker than it really is, says the NCSE's Rosenau. But he argues there are reasons to hope for the future, chief among them new national science standards introduced in 2013.
The advent of next-generation science standards has certainly raised the bar for climate change education.
The standards have been adopted by more than a dozen states and Washington, D.C. They require students to understand that human activities are a major factor leading to global warming. Rosenau argues that going forward, that understanding will be essential.
Climate change is an issue that a student in school today will be dealing with for the rest of their lives. They're going to have to make all sorts of important decisions about politics, about where they live, about how they build their houses. This is going to be probably the single most critical issue that they're going to have to be thinking about.
Cam, thanks for being patient.
Back in Corey Eklund's class, a seventh grader raises her hand and shows that these students already are thinking about it.
If we keep getting hotter and hotter, will eventually, like, are scientists, like, concerned of this?
Eklund tells her they are indeed. This is the first time politicians enter his lesson. He tells her they're working on it. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.